USA Radio News.
North Carolina's poultry farms suffered significant losses in Hurricane Florence while flooding from the storm damaged crops in South Carolina. Sanderson Farms, one of the largest poultry producers in North Carolina, lost 1.7 billion chickens on its farms. Today, President Trump was in North and South Carolina surveying the damage.
We are behind you from day one, from 3 days ago, and now it looks nice, but it's really the calm before the storm. Because you're going to have a lot of water. We see it. It's coming down. It just comes down. Nobody would believe a thing like this could happen. And already you've broken all records. So Washington is with you. Trump is with you.
The 20-year-old illegal immigrant who abducted and stabbed Molly Tibbetts in Iowa has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. The suspect waived his right to be tried within 90 days, and a trial is set for April 16th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The United States and Canada are continuing to work out a new NAFTA agreement. Canada's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Chrystia Freeland, with an update.
The Canadian team was here last week. They've been back this week and have been working very, very intensively. And I do want to thank the Canadian negotiators. There was a team of Canadian trade negotiators who worked with their American counterparts all night long and actually finished their meeting at 7 o'clock this morning. So there is some very intensive work happening, and I'm grateful to them.
U.S. astronaut Nick Hogg is currently in training in Russia. On October 11th, he will be part of a launch that will take him to the International Space Station. Hogg joined Fox News to talk about the training.
We've been training for 2 years for this moment. About a half of that has been spent over here in Star City trying to learn how to speak the language and operate the Soyuz spacecraft. In a little over a week, I'm going to head down to the Baikonur Cosmodrome, and we'll launch on October 11th.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
On Wednesday, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos delivered the keynote speech at the 2018 Air, Space, and Cyber Conference. Bezos talked about some of the reasons people like Amazon.
Fast delivery and vast, huge selection. Those are the three big ideas. And those ideas are permanent in time. So because they're never going to change, we can put energy into them. And the energy we put in today is going to be paying dividends later. It's impossible to imagine 10 years from now, somebody in this room will come to me and say, Jeff, I love Amazon. I would just wish you charged slightly higher prices. Or, I love Amazon. I just wish you delivered a little more slowly. And same thing with Blue Origin. I know what customers want. These things aren't, the big ideas are so obvious. Lower cost, higher availability, more reliability. It needs to work every time. It needs to fly when you say you're going to fly, and it needs to be way cheaper. And then once you identify those big things, then you can build strategies around each of them. What's the strategy around low cost? It's reusability. And by the way, it has to be real reusability.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.